Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life. Previously, we spoke about hypocrites, منافقين, and how we should deal with them. Rather, how should we identify them first? Then we deal with them. The Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has gave us many traits to look for in a person to determine whether they are hypocrites or not. Or if we see these traits, we can say, well, that person is a hypocrite, that person is a munafiq. Because sometimes we throw this word around, like I have a conflict with a person or a person does something I don't like and I accuse him of being a munafiq. And I say to my friends, this guy's a munafiq, she's a munafiq, he's a munafiq. It is not that easy. Having differences with people, that's just part of life. Munafiqeen are a group of people who take on something, they show something, but the inner is something else. So sometimes a person might do something wrong with you or might cheat you, might fool you. Doesn't necessarily mean he's a munafiq. He done something bad, yes. But is he a munafiq? I don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-Baqarah verse 8, the beginning of the chapter, Allah talks about the mu'mineen right after he talks about the munafiqeen. One of the traits of munafiqeen we should be looking for is that they assume and acclaim that they are mu'mineen falsely. They're not true mu'mineen, they just acclaim it. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Amongst people, those who say we believe in Allah on the Day of Judgment. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. However, they're not believers. You might be saying, well, that doesn't really explain much. How would I know? Now, believing in Allah and a Day of Judgment, it means that it needs to show in your actions. It needs to show on your behavior. Now, what kind of a person would I be when I claim to be a mu'min, to acclaim that I believe in the hereafter? But when it comes to my actions, I commit every haram in the book. A person who commits sins openly and does not care about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a person who does not even believe in Allah to begin with or fear Allah. Sometimes me and you, we sin, but we repent. We know we did a mistake. Those people don't care. This is the first thing you need to look at. You look at the behavior, the actions of these people. Does it align with the faith of Islam? Does it align with the concept of Qiyamah that you will be judged, that you will be questioned, that whatever you do will be brought forward one day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some people don't care. You tell them, listen, what you did was wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously is going to stop you. You have to answer for it. It's like, oh, leave me alone. When we get there, we'll talk. This is one of the traits of munafiqeen, is that their iman, which they acclaim to have, goes and contradicts every action they do in the outside. So this is one thing that we need to be looking at. The other trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran, also in chapter Al-Baqarah, the second verse, verse 9, he says they are the people that fool other people. The khida', they have a way of misleading people. Let us take a break and then we will talk about that in further details.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است، چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره، فرون روزه هم
داره. One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که رو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست، این دعا رو بخون. اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. So we said another trait which Allah talks about in the Quran in chapter 2, verse 9, is the fact that they fool people. They tell you something, they do the exact opposite. Allah says, يُخَادُعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They constantly, they try to go behind your back and do things. In front of the Muslims, they say, yeah, we are Muslims, we believe, they might even come to the mosque, they might even pray. But right after, when they go behind your back, they try to plot against you, against Islam. So they're trying to fool Allah, and they're trying to fool the believers. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ But in reality, all they're doing is they're fooling themselves. Allah can see through them. He's the creator. The mu'mineen who have the basira, who have the insight, they can see through these people. It's not easy to fool a believer. A believer is a person whose heart and mind is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala projects on his mind and on his heart that he sees things very clearly. So he cannot be fooled by hypocrites, munafiqeen. The other thing that Allah talks about in chapter Al-Munafiqun in verse 8, when it comes to the traits of the hypocrites, he says they are selfish, very selfish people. So now, as I keep giving you traits, you have to combine them in one person, not to take one and apply it to people, say, oh, yes, this is a munafiq. No, they need to have the whole list. They say, well, if we go back to the Medina, to the city, which obviously there's a story behind that. They said, we, you know, those who are honored will be shown, those who are not honored will be shown, and those who Allah talks about, who glorifies would be known, those who are not. And they're trying to put themselves in a position that they are better than other people. And this is another trait of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. They always want to be the best. And they think they are the best. They are the honored, or as we call them today, the chosen people. And this is another trait. Anyone who takes pride in himself and what he does and tries to say, oh, look at me, I'm a mu'min, I'm this, I'm that, then obviously that's a red light that me and you need to watch. Another trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in chapter An-Nisa in verse 77 when he talks about the hypocrites. He says, hypocrites, they're afraid of death, and I don't blame them. They're always afraid of death. Allah says, when it comes to war and they've been told to go fight, they fear people. They fear the enemy as if they're fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, even more. I mean, obviously, we should not fear anyone beside Allah. No one can harm me. The most anyone can do to me is kill me. And that's it. Death is not something I should be afraid of. It's going to happen one day, sooner or later. It's a predetermined death. We can't escape it. But what I should fear is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should fear hell. I should fear the punishment, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, no, they do not fear Allah. Rather, they fear people because they don't want to die. And they even say to Allah, "Oh Allah, why do we have to fight? Why can't we just be peaceful?" And we have a lot of these people now who say, "Well, we shouldn't fight. We'll just be peaceful. Let's just live our life. This is one trait of the munafiqeen." We will continue, inshallah, in other episodes. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.